Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
guys for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those of you that are listening via the Internet on my show page, welcome to the show. And those that are listening via their cell phone, also welcome to the show. Now, the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, I'm stoked about today's subject. I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman-Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Also, guys, I promote the show on Twitter. You can follow us, follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. You can go to Facebook if you have a Facebook account. Go to the search box and type in 1982 Astros Alumni. And I guarantee you, the show will come up there. You can send a friend request. We will confirm you as a friend, and voila, you'll be able to get all the information about the show. Okay, all the show notes and everything comes to that, so you'll be hooked up with the show. That way you'll never miss a show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, and you can follow me on Facebook. Just type my name in the search box, Franklin Williams, and I should come up there, send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend. I don't discriminate with no one. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show, 818-301-5834. I'm pretty excited because these next few weeks for me, pretty much all of July, is just going to be, I mean, I know they're going to fly by, but at the same time, I get to see a lot of family, a lot of my family coming in for the 4th from Florida, and then I'll also have people coming in towards the end of the month, some of my family. So I'm pretty excited about it, and hope those guys are listening in to the show down in Florida. If so, I'll see you guys soon, and thanks for listening to the show. Now, the title of the show today, guys, is Obama's healthcare victory. Now, the reason I say Obama's healthcare victory is because if you guys haven't heard yet, the Supreme Court upheld its constitutionality. I think that's right. And so they said it wasn't unconstitutional. And on a 5-4 vote, which one person fell over to Obama's side, and so the healthcare has been upheld. They didn't strike it down. So, on contrary to what maybe Romney is saying, that he's going to shut it down when he takes office, I don't believe he can do that. I don't know all the ins and outs of that stuff, but I don't believe he can do that. I believe he could try to get it turned around, some different stuff, but I don't think he can get it taken down now. But that's what I want to talk about over the next 15 minutes or so during the show. If you want to call in and weigh in on the show, on the topic, call in 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. 1-800-875-5634. And before I get into the meat of the show, I also wanted to announce to some of my high school classmates that we are still looking for you guys every day as far as the P.O. box goes and as far as paying your reunion dues online. Either way, we're looking for you guys to do that and start sending in your money because we need the cash in order to be able to have the reunion itself, period. Or you know, unless it's going to turn to something as far as going to someone's house and, you know, having some sort of a reunion there, cooking and all this kind of stuff. If we don't start to get the money, that's what it's going to resort to in the end. Because you have to have the money in order to be able to do anything. So we need to be able to reserve these. We have them reserved, but they need money, deposits, to kind of bind us to those spots. So if you guys would, if you're not getting the emails, now please, if you're on Facebook, send Phyllis Wiggins or Rhonda Braswell Pitts. Send those guys a message on Facebook and let them know that you aren't getting the emails. Give them a good email address for you, and that way they can send out all the information to you. And they've been sending it out. They send out the monthly newsletter to you. You'll be able to get that, and you'll also be in the loop as far as what's going on and how things are going with the reunion. Please, if you want to be a part of it as far as planning and all this different stuff, please don't hesitate to contact Rhonda, and that way you can get in there, okay? And one other thing before I get off the snide is that I've been seeing on Facebook where there are some people from our class, the 1982 class, that are participating in the Douglas High School picnic at Washington Park that they're promoting on Facebook for all the Astros alumni. Now, there are some people from our class that are participating in that. There's a $20 fee, you know, and all that. And I understand that some people from our class are participating in that, but they're not going to participate in their own 30th reunion that the reunion committee for our class is trying to put together. I don't understand that, guys. I mean, you do what you want with your money, and I always say that about people. People will do what they want with their money, and if that's what you want to do, that's fine. What I'm saying is that, excuse me, that $20 that you're putting towards that big picnic in the park for the alumni, I think it would be more important for you to send that $20 to the reunion committee for your class. That's just me. I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying. If you've already paid your reunion dues and you paid your $20 to go to the picnic, hey, my hand's off to you, and have a great time. But I believe that people that are giving their money to the open park picnic for the alumni without supporting their own reunion committee, it's just a tough pill to swallow. But like I said, if that's your money, all that, and if that's what you want to do with it, then take it and run, that's how it is. But again, guys, if you want to call into the show, the number is 818-301-5834. 8134. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. The title of today's show is Obama's Healthcare Victory. Now, I have an article from the a pretty reliable journalist from the Daily Beast. It's a online article. They talk about politics. Now, I'm going to do this like I do when I was in school for videography. I had to put together these trailers, movie trailers. So what I do, I look at the piece, and then I grab the end and put it in front, and then other stuff after that to run my trailer. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read you the end of this to tell you where I'm going, and then I'm gonna turn around and take off right towards that. So so like I say, Obama's healthcare victory with that is what the title of the show is. 818-301-5834. Now, the majority of Americans who buy, well, let me say this, people with employer-based insurance. That's who I'm speaking to, how this will affect people with employer-based insurance, which I think that's most of the people that are listening to the show, and that's the majority of people in the United States. So Americans who buy insurance through their employers would not experience high health-related costs or interruptions in their coverage. For most people, in fact, the situation will improve. A family of four with two parents who work full-time earn a combined annual income of $110,000 and purchase moderately priced insurance through work would almost certainly be better off under Obamacare. For example, insurers will no longer be able to place a lifetime dollar limit on their coverage nor cancel their policies, except in cases of fraud. You know, if you got some fraud on your policy, they can cancel your coverage. But they can't put a lifetime dollar limit on their coverage. Okay, and if people lose their jobs, they'll be able to buy reasonably priced insurance, even if they have pre-existing conditions. So in the end, Obamacare will make life a little bit better or a little bit harder for a small number of Americans with employer-based coverage and help the rest. So you know, that's what Obamacare is going to help people in your case. The first folks to be affected would be individuals making more than $200,000 a year and couples making more than $250,000 a year. To fund Obamacare, they'll be required to pay a 2.35% Medicare payroll tax. That's up from 1.45% on earnings that exceed the $200,000 and $250,000 threshold. That means that these people are going to pay in just Medicare payroll tax, they're going to pay 2.35% now, but they were paying 1.45%. And that's pretty much going to go into effect, before everything comes up. So that's what a lot of the people that made a lot of money, that's what they were worried about. Plus, they're going to have to pay a 3.8% Medicare payroll tax on unearned income. And people that are now enrolled in particularly expensive plans, about 19% of the workforce, will also see their health care, their health-related costs rise. Starting in 2018, the government will levy a 40% surtax on insurers that offer plans costing more than $10,200 per year for individuals and $27,500 for families. So the government, read that again, the government will levy a 40% surtax on insurers that offer plans costing more than $10,200 per year. And it says typically expensive health plans don't require co-payments or deductibles for doctor and hospital visits, which gives enrollees little reason to economize. That means so people that have these, you know, big time healthcare policies, they don't have co-payments or deductibles for doctor and hospital visits. You know, which give people that are enrolled in these things, you know, they don't have to watch out for their health care costs. Now, I think that's a plan sort of similar to something like Kaiser. I believe if I'm wrong about that, I'll check that out and let you guys know. But I believe that's something like Kaiser. Kaiser's crazy money for a family. But anyway. It says that the rationale behind the excise tax is that it will raise revenue while forcing Cadillac consumers to be more price conscious. And in fact, the CBO, the Congressional Business Office, estimates that most consumers will drop out of these expensive, heavily taxed plans and enroll in plans with cheaper rates instead, meaning the average premiums among affected workers will likely drop by 9% to 12%. So, you know, with that said, Cadillac consumers will still be encouraged to exchange their gold-plated plans for less generous coverage, and they may bear higher out-of-pocket costs as a result. So Obamacare, I believe, is gonna help, a lot of people. It's gonna help a lot of people. It's gonna help a lot more people than it supposedly is gonna hurt. You know, like they're saying, they're crying that it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt everybody. They're gonna drive some insurance companies out of business. Well, you know, maybe so, but. You know, look how many people have been driven out of business already, you know, with the economy and everything. And, I'm not saying that, you know, it's a good thing that they're getting driven out of business. You know, I don't wish that on anyone. I'm just saying that if it's going to, you know, if you were commander of a submarine and you had to lose, I mean, this is just hypothetical, and you had to lose one of your soldiers and not all 12 of them, then, man, that's the way it is, you know. And that's how this is here. You know, they're helping a lot of people. Used to be when you had pre-existing conditions, trying to get insurance was next to impossible for a lot of people. And now your insurance is not going to be able to just drop you if you get sick. And you know, that's a good thing. And people don't have to, you know, file bankruptcy because they've lost all their money trying to take care of a loved one that's stricken with cancer or something like that. I think it's going to help a lot of people. We'll see, you know, we'll see. But the money that people save from not having to pump it all into health services will be spent on other things. You know, those in the health profession would still be allowed a good salary with ways to make more by discovering good preventive prevention programs and being available where needed. Hospitals will be able to replace and provide the best equipment in their nonprofit budget. We won't have to give up our privacy through electronic records to show the world. If insurance is still in the picture, it has to become nonprofit as well. So that's what's going to drive these insurance companies out, is because you know, the only way they're gonna be able to try to get some, make some money, is to become a nonprofit. Now, national health care came to European countries a long time ago, and they say it works. You know, if national health care has a few bugs, our current system has a lot of bugs. Or why is malpractice insurance so high? And that's a great point. You know, there's so many bugs in the system, and people get, you know, bad medicine and stuff like that. Then they turn around and sue the doctor, and it may not have been something that the doctor actually, you know, wrote out as a prescription, and somebody, you know, entered it in wrong, and it came out as something else, and then the people went home and took that, you know, in trusting that everybody's done their job up to then, and then something happens and it's all screwed up. But that's how it's done, and that just drives malpractice insurance out of the roof, you know, because they have to pay a lot of those claims, and they're not small claims. Okay, so but anyway, guys, I have about 2 minutes left in the show. I appreciate you listening in to the show today. Obama's healthcare victory was the title of the show today, and I think it may have. If you go now and research some things about this Obama healthcare, and start reading up on it and understand it and understand what's going on here, and stop listening to a lot of, you know, jibber jabber on TV from some of these congressmen and these candidates for office, and you actually read some great articles that have some factual information in them, then I believe you'll understand more of the healthcare. The only thing we were seeing before, the only thing we were hearing before, and that's what they say about reading. You know, a lot of people don't read at all. But if you do read, you'll grab some facts. But if you don't read and just listen to people on TV and these congressmen and these, you know, political hacks on radio stations that throw all this stuff out there, you're going to understand what they're telling you, you know, because they misinterpreting the facts. Most of them are misinterpreting the facts. And of course, everything has its highs and its lows. I'm sure there are some things in here that may not be, you know, to your liking. Everything is not going to be to your liking. But I believe that overall, if you look at the complete picture, then you'll understand what Obama's trying to do here. I think he studied it, and, you know, they wouldn't just throw something together. So they've done it. Again, guys, I appreciate you listening to the show. I love you guys. Have a great evening or a great day at work tomorrow. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.